apply.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts at 30. Tomorrow night, isolated chances of sprinkles and flurries, partly cloudy skies, 20. And Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 39.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. African swine fever is still active in China, Germany, and Romania. National Pork Board Director of Swine Health, Dr. Lisa Becton, said the virus remains a significant threat, and researchers are still learning more about this disease.
It's a very complex virus, which makes it hard to just create a quick vaccine. But there's a lot of people, including folks from the United States with the United States Department of Agriculture out at Plum Island, that are using some different gene technologies to create a candidate for vaccine.
Developing a vaccine that can cross-protect against all strains of the virus is very difficult.
Recent candidates have shown the ability to reduce what is a big concern, that virus spread. And so while there's still candidates, there's a lot of very good promise in some of the different types and technologies that are being developed today.
Well, the Pork Checkoff has ongoing information posted at pork.org, and Becton said there is one overriding priority.
We're continuing at Pork Checkoff to really focus on prevention and preparedness for ASF. We really would rather not need a vaccine because we'd like to prevent it from coming here altogether. But we will be focused on it just like we have this year into 2021, and want producers to know that there still will be a lot of work to try to prevent any introduction of foreign animal diseases, with African swine fever included.
And if you missed the National Cattlemen's Beef Association recognizing the outgoing chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Pat Roberts from Kansas, with the Capitol Hill Top Hand Award, the NCBA made the award as the accolade in honor of his long career fighting for cattle producers and rural communities in the nation's capital. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The future of America's corn industry is in the hands of the next generation of corn farmers. The National Corn Growers Association's New Leader Program is a leadership development program for young farmers and farm couples who want to learn more about their industry. You'll identify your own leadership style, learn about advocacy, policy, and communicating with consumers, skills that will be beneficial both on and off the farm. Participants also attend Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led trade show. Register online by April 27th at ncga.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Governor Laura Kelly is looking to continue expanding COVID-19 testing across the state of Kansas, and announced yesterday during her press conference that the state of Kansas is currently ranked at number 5 in the most amount of testing compared to other states.
As of yesterday, Kansas was ranked 5th in the nation for increasing our weekly COVID-19 testing, a tremendous improvement from where we were when I announced the unified testing strategy in September. We've continued to add free testing locations across the state, which Kansans can find at gogettested.com/Kansas. Currently, 24 locations are available on the site, and we expect to add 19 more by the end of this week.
In other news, a 75-year-old Hutchinson man was killed on Tuesday evening when his van and a semi collided head-on in southwest Kansas. Cake News reports the event happened on US 54, about 4 miles west of Haviland in Kiowa County, when Joaquin Vatierra Serran tried an evasive maneuver and hit the semi head-on. Mid-America Network News.
It's not just the end of the year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eck Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford Insta. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Over salaries, like three stock vehicles with a group credit tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XL, stock new deal for Ford. Amazon $60,980 plus tax, discount $8,000. Credit factory entry, $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualified. All Ford rebates, tickets, car sales excluded. Office expired December 31st, 2020.
The six state universities in Kansas will not raise on-campus housing and dining fees for next year. The Kansas Board of Regents yesterday voted to keep those fees flat despite higher costs and fewer students because of the coronavirus pandemic. University officials told the Regents the schools need to keep costs affordable for students. The Regents also appointed a committee to begin search for a new Wichita State president. Former President Jay Golden resigned abruptly in September after he was criticized for retracting an invitation to Ivanka Trump to speak at the university. And the city of Wichita recorded this year's 56th homicide on Monday, one short of the record set in 1993. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says the city is like many others across the country that have seen a sharp rise in violent crime this year. Ramsey attributes the increase to a variety of sources, including stress caused by the coronavirus pandemic, record levels of unemployment, COVID-19-related delays in court proceedings, and a surge in gun violence. Ramsey says 42 of the deaths have been attributed to guns. Another 11 involve drugs, and 12 are related to domestic violence. Good America Network News.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Thursday. A coalition of Nebraska mayors is calling on state officials to finish a series of highway upgrades that were unveiled in 1988 but never completed because of a lack of funding. The mayors sent a letter to state lawmakers urging them to make roads a top priority in the 2021 legislative session. They also questioned why Nebraska is one of two states that don't use bonding to finance highway projects. The mayors are pushing for the completion of the Nebraska Expressway system, which was designed to connect the state's larger cities to one another and the interstate system with four-lane highways. The economic development arm of the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska has created a new gaming division to manage the three casinos it hopes to open starting next year. Ho-Chunk Incorporated says it's launched Warhorse Gaming LLC to develop the casinos at three state-licensed horse racing tracks in Omaha, Lincoln, and South Sioux City. Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Friday night basketball schedule is flush with changes as just two of the originally scheduled matchups remain to be played. Valley Heights earlier this week canceled games as both girls and boys teams faced quarantine issues. Although the Marysville games Friday were postponed earlier on account of issues at Chapman, it was announced yesterday that two MHS girls players have tested positive, and that team is now in quarantine for at least 10 days. Concordia fielded just six players here Tuesday for the girls' game. Among other postponements Friday, Centralia at Washington County, Hanover at Onega, and Valley Heights at Donovan West. Centralia will tip off at Hanover in a rescheduled affair Friday. Local authorities have recently received numerous reports of fraudulent unemployment claims. The identity, personal information of these victims has been compromised. To report fraudulent activity with the Kansas Department of Labor, go online to dol.ks.gov. On the front page is a box, Report Unemployment Fraud Online. Click that link and you'll be taken to another page with a box, Click here to report fraudulent activity. Click on that for a form to complete and submit to report the fraud. It's been suggested calling the fraud hotline through the Department of Labor will take longer than completing the short online form available at dol.ks.gov. A fraudulent claim that is created using you or your employee's personal information, including Social Security number and date of birth, indicates personal information is exposed. There may be risk of further financial harm. In such cases, additional steps are recommended. Contact the Federal Trade Commission at identitytheft.gov. Place a fraud alert on your credit record with Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Contact your financial provider to flag any irregular transactions. And check your Social Security earnings statements online to make sure reported wages are correct. That's available at socialsecurity.gov/myaccount. A portion of K-187 Highway in Nemahal County from U.S. 36 south to Centralia will be closed Thursday, December 17th for a pipe replacement project. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, K-187 will be closed from K-9 to U.S. Highway 36. Work will occur in the first mile south of U.S. 36 from 9 to 3 on Thursday. Traffic will be controlled using signage and traffic cones. A detour will not be posted. Drivers may want to find an alternate route on the road from Centralia North to U.S. Highway 36 Thursday. First half 2020 property taxes are due December 20th. Due to COVID, the Marshall County Treasurer's Office encourages you to pay by mail, drop box at the courthouse, at any local bank, or online at marshall.kansasgov.com. Credit or debit card payments by phone will be accepted, but may include a fee. Masks and social distancing required for in-person activity. Please call the Marshall County Clerk's Office at 562-5363 if you need additional assistance. Eldon E. Johnson, age 89, of Wymore, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Eldon Johnson. Mary Ann Shirley, age 90, of Vermilion, passed away Tuesday. Private family service will be held Friday, 10 a.m. at the Axtell United Methodist Church. A celebration of life service will be scheduled at a later date. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mary Ann Shirley. Catherine C. Moore, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Catherine Moore.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather for today with temperatures in the mid-40s. We do have a low-pressure system that'll be moving in from the west. That's going to bring us increasing clouds, and as that cold front moves through tomorrow night, some areas across the central parts of the Midwest could see a little bit of some snow, wintry mix. Otherwise, behind the system, we are going to see cooler temperatures for Saturday, but then warming back up for Sunday and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, becoming sunny, mid-40s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds around 30. We'll see wind gusts at 20. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, upper 40s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, isolated chances of sprinkles and flurries early, then clearing overnight around 20. As we into Saturday, mostly sunny skies, cooler temperatures, high of 40, and Sunday, mostly sunny. That's a look at your local forecast. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Down at Reflections in Marysville, Santa has your Christmas thrill. Lots of Melissa and Doug toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Down at Reflections, click, click, click. Shop for your family like good Saint Nick. Shop for gifts for all galore, mugs and frames and home decor, candles and soaps and things for him. Make it festive to the brim. Reflections is open 7 days a week through Christmas.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 19. The record low is 2 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:06.
People like all different kinds of cars, but there's one thing everyone wants in a car, quality. Same thing's true with your car loan, new or used, buy or lease. You want quality in your car and in your car loan.
For a quality car loan, you know who to turn to. With great rates and personal service, shop like a cash customer with a quality car loan from us. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
It's happened to all of us. A clever new product hits the market and you think, I thought of that years ago. It's all about patenting your brilliant ideas today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 17th, the 352nd day of the year. Actor Eugene Levy was born on this day in 1946, and one of history's most inventive endeavors culminated in 1903 when the Wright brothers first flew at Kitty Hawk. Many of us have creative ideas. It's the execution phase where we get stuck. Unfortunately, you can't patent an idea or concept. In legal terms, the invention must be reduced to practice, meaning you have to build it. There is a small loophole, though. If you describe your invention in such detail that someone with ordinary skills could make it work, you might have a shot. If it's that easily put into practice, though, you could probably follow through. In common vernacular, put your money where your mouth is. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Kansas State football has withdrawn from their bowl selection after pausing activities due to recent COVID-19 test results and contact tracing. A release from K-State Athletics said that the team wouldn't have enough players to practice for or play in a bowl game later this month. Head coach Chris Kleiman said in the news release, "It's certainly a bittersweet ending to the season, but playing 10 regular season games throughout all of this uncertainty was nothing short of a miracle." The team ended their season with a 4-6 overall record.
Virginia Tech ending the nation's longest bowl streak at 27 years. Hokies coach Justin Fuente said yesterday the players decided to bypass postseason, ending their pandemic hit season at 5-6. Virginia Tech is the fifth Atlantic Coast Conference team to opt out, joining Boston College, Pittsburgh, Virginia, and Georgia Tech. Hoops action tonight, KU and Texas Tech. They tip it off at 7 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam.
Get into the holiday spirit with Home for the Holidays. Special programs on Thursday evenings from the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and KNDY. You'll hear Christmas music, holiday stories, and even some interesting tidbits and information about Christmas traditions, all done by local residents. There are three different programs each Thursday and another special show on Christmas that you won't want to miss. The MCAC and KNDY brings you Home for the Holidays Thursday, December 10th, 17th, and the 24th at 6 p.m. And don't forget the special Christmas program on the 25th. Home for the Holidays on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYradio.com.
The NCAA's Division I Council has granted blanket waivers for all athletes to play immediately. The NCAA's announcement includes all Division I sports, but is contingent on certain criteria being met. Transfers previously were required to sit out a season unless granted a waiver by the NCAA. The NCAA had decided on waivers on a case-by-case basis, but had been more lenient during the coronavirus pandemic. The decision should have an immediate impact on basketball programs. The Supreme Court has agreed to review a court decision that the NCAA said blurred the line between student athletes and professionals by removing caps on education-related money certain football and basketball players can receive. The case will be argued in 2021, with a decision expected before the end of June. Hoops action we told you about, KU and Texas Tech today. On Saturday, the Baylor Bears take on Kansas State, and the Wichita State Shockers meet up with the Tulane Green Wave. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High School wrestlers travel to Concordia for a duel Thursday evening. Kansas Jayhawks tip off Thursday. We'll join the pregame show following our evening news block with a 6 o'clock tip-off live on FM 95.5. Friday night basketball, Axtell at Lynn, Twin Valley League play live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Did you ever go to a sale and purchase an item important to you just so someone else didn't get their hands on it? Well, that's what Bill has been doing for over two decades now. When he found out what people were doing with a piece of history, he made it his personal mission to save it. It's today's story on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Bill Engel remembers attending a sale 22 years ago where some old sleighs were being sold. But what he remembers most is what the winning bidders did with those sleighs.
The people that bought them took them and started tearing off all the backs and the seats. I said, what are you doing? I said, that's history there. And they said, well, all we want is the runners, and we ship them out to Denver, Colorado, and they make coffee tables out of them there.
Bill didn't like the answer they gave him, so he made a decision on the spot.
You gotta be kidding. I mean, history is important and all of that. So I said, you got competition from now on.
So for the past two decades, he's been buying sleighs and bringing them here to tiny Denver, Missouri, where he owns most of the old buildings around the square and has filled them with sleighs. How many, you ask?
I'm going to say roughly, in various conditions, is 300 or thereabouts. There's 9 buildings here.
People are always asking if he's working to restore all that he buys. He reminds people that he's over 80 years old and there's only so much one could do in a day. He also farms in northwest Missouri, so he has lots of different purposes at present.
I'm more interested right now in gathering them, saving them, doing the history on them, and writing about them.
Bill believes he may have the largest collection of sleighs of anyone in the country. He has run a few of those sleighs behind horses, but he says he doesn't do that anymore for a couple of reasons.
I couldn't handle the horses anymore. I broke the legs and a few other things, and so I got problems with that, and I don't know. These sleighs look good. I could refurbish a sleigh, but I don't know. But in the last 100 years, if there wasn't a termite or something that went up in this, and it's not going to hold up.
You can find Bill at sleighworks.com, and you can catch more of his story next time as we travel the countryside. In Denver, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 66 acres more or less Marshall County grassland in Herkimer Township, selling Friday, December 18th, 10 a.m. for Constance County Kramer. This is located from Lone Elm Corner on Highway 77, 5 miles west on Cherokee Road, then 2 miles north on Arrowhead Road, an 8 mile north and an 8 mile west of the intersection. Located in a fenced pasture with creek water that lies along two rock roads in Herkimer Township, heavy timber along the creek considered good habitat for wildlife such as white-tailed deer, turkey, and coyotes. This could be a home build site as rural water is nearby, located approximately 1/2 mile south of the state line. This land is located in a good farming community. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Rob Olmsted or Tom Olmsted, Friday, December 18th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Parish Hall, rural Bremen. For information, contact Rob or Tom Olmsted. Go online to olmstedrealestate.com.
Grow more crops on less land and use half as much water with Plasticulture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Raised plastic mulched beds with drip irrigation can boost production as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
A strawberry grower near me has his plants growing in long raised beds covered with black plastic. The berries are large and stay clean because they don't touch the soil. They're grown with a method called plasticulture, which is the combination of two words, plastics and agriculture. Ron Goldie is a senior extension educator at Michigan State University. He advises all fruit and vegetable growers, large and small, to use plasticulture for its many benefits.
It gives you such higher quality fruit, more fruit, and so your pack out is a lot better and your return is a lot better. You can reduce the number of acres that you plant because of that. Your pesticide use is much more efficient. Your water use is more efficient. Fertilizer use is more efficient. And so it just really increases the efficiency of your whole operation. So I try to encourage growers of any size to do it.
Most of the time, the plastic is put down on a raised bed by an implement that's on the back of a tractor. It can be a single row, or larger growers might do 3 rows at a time. Irrigation is controlled by drip tape underneath the plastic.
Usually, in larger operations, it's a two-pass thing. There's an implement that goes ahead of the bed shaper, and what that implement does is a tractor with an implement that scoops the mounds together, doesn't do anything other than that, and then the next implement comes through and finalizes the moving the soil into position and then covers it with plastic at the same time it inserts a drip tape.
Goldie says the expense of plastic culture is higher than planting on bare ground, but you end up with more high-quality fruits or vegetables. One dilemma, however, is what to do with all that plastic at the end of the season. Learn more about plastic culture systems at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
you ever thought about what the shepherds felt when the angels appeared announcing Christ's birth? Hi, I'm Callie Bruce with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Can you imagine it? You're minding your own business, tending your sheep, and suddenly there's a huge flash of light, and an angel appears and starts talking in a booming voice. And then suddenly, the sky is filled with angels. I'd be terrified. But then the angel says, "Fear not, for I bring you tidings of great joy." And with these simple words, it went from chaos to calm. This year has felt a bit chaotic, hasn't it? Many have experienced job loss and financial uncertainty. But as we go into the Christmas season, let's pause to think about the tidings of great joy. While the short term is chaotic, there are things we can definitely be grateful for, like the tidings of great joy those shepherds told of. Even though it may look a bit different, Christmas is still a time for gratitude for all you've been given.
With a new administration about to take over, conservationists are expecting good things. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Iowa farmer Tim Palmer is president of the National Association of Conservation Districts and says the organization is eager to help get the Biden team up to speed.
Regenerative practices that we're talking about now actually improve the quality of the land, and through soil health practices, through management, through prescription applications instead of broad swaths of fertilizer and other applications, utilizing every tool that's available to us to transition from point A to point B, from farming with horses and plows and cultivators and things like that to maybe being able to plant seeds the way Mother Nature planted them, but to make a profit and have the benefits of clean water and less runoff.
Palmer says farmers are also getting better about using land more efficiently.
We've been finding out that there's ground that we've farmed historically that probably wasn't the most suitable, and we've got the advancements in technology and in fertilizers and genetics of the crops that we could better utilize the best ground available for that and make more money. And if we could set aside some ground for water quality or for wildlife habitat, that's a win in my book.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The holidays are getting close, and many of us are looking for those last-minute deals. Shopping locally through Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist is one way to find a deal. Unfortunately, those sites are also filled with scams. This fall, the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline had received a high volume of calls from people losing money to scams on Facebook Marketplace. We caught up with AARP Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel, and he offers our listeners these tips when shopping online.
The best advice to remember is that the greater the deal, the greater the likelihood that it could be a scam. Always buy local and arrange to meet in a public space. And pay cash, not through a payment app on your phone. Finally, if you do need to ship an item, pay with a credit card, as they have better fraud protections should you become a victim.
Healthcare scams also peak around the holidays, and this year there's even more of an opportunity for scammers thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. During 2020, more than 250,000 people have fallen victim to COVID-related scams, many promising miracle cures, test kits, or even vaccines.
Remember, whenever the virus is spreading, tests are hard to come by, and when a vaccine is close, scammers will be lurking. Look to your healthcare provider or state and local health departments for information on the virus, testing, or vaccine availability. And never give out your healthcare account numbers or personal financial information to people you don't already know and trust.
Wasco says if you can spot a scam, you can stop the scam.
When shopping online and you spot a scam, simply follow the steps to report that listing and help others who may not be as vigilant. You should also report scams in your community to local law enforcement. And for help from AARP, visit the AARP Fraud Watch Network at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
For AARP Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel, I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discounts on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, K900 new KMF with 1333 1000 financed.
KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The 2020 land market closes with optimism, according to Farmers National Company. The year started with land prices strengthening before COVID-19, and the pandemic paused the land market before interest returned in the summer. Now, Randy Dickett of Farmers National Company says an improved outlook for grain prices and government aid increasing farm income has resurrected interest in farmland. The optimism has fueled the demand for good cropland and resulting surge in prices as farmers are aggressively buying land while investors also entering the market. The rising demand to buy land is evident by the fact that real estate sales for Farmers National Company in October-November up 49% from the same time a year ago. Dickett says rising demand with low supply normally brings higher prices in the marketplace, which is what's happening in the ag land market. Sale prices for cropland rising and some sales reaching levels last seen in 2012. Wisconsin's state health department urging their citizens to avoid a so-called holiday tradition in the state. Through social media, the department says there's one holiday tradition you need to pass on. That's raw meat sandwiches. The sandwich is sometimes called a tiger meat. Cannibal sandwiches, or South Dakota steak tartare, are considered a holiday tradition by many families, but the raw meat is typically served with crackers. The tradition appears in Midwestern states with significant German population, like the Dakotas, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. But the sandwiches, which include raw ground beef, raw egg and onion, along with a mix of spices, poses a threat for salmonella and other bacteria. The state health department says ground beef should always be cooked to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit. The warning made national media rounds early in the week, but eating raw ground beef or pork dishes is common in Germany and other foreign nations. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with a message for dairy producers today after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322.
Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The dairy industry back in the news today, not only because our new Secretary of Agriculture is representing the dairy export industry, but this past week, the National Milk Producers Federation urged the Department of Agriculture to extend sign-up for the 2021 Dairy Margin Coverage. They call it DMC. And they ask that it be changed on the deadline to January 30th of 2021. That would allow dairy farmers to make better informed choices while giving both milk producers and the USDA staff strained by coronavirus-related challenges some additional time to communicate. The current sign-up deadline is Friday, December 11, and that remains in place while USDA considers the request from the Federation. Extending the DMC deadline to the end of the month would allow farmers to better focus on the turbulent marketing environment we now expect to see in 2021 once we are through the upcoming holiday season. That, according to Jim Mulhern, who is president and CEO of the Milk Producers Federation. An extension would allow more time for interaction between USDA staff and farmers, both of whom are working through the challenges of this very difficult year. The DMC, the main federal risk protection tool for dairy farmers, is projected to provide support to producers enrolled at the maximum $9.50 per hundredweight coverage level through at least the first half of 2021. Because volatile market conditions are expected to persist and create some additional challenges for dairy farmers who are wishing to apply for the program. The DMC, which is the main federal risk protection tool for dairy farmers, projected to provide support of the enrolled milk production at $9.50 a hundredweight. National Milk Producers Federation has produced an easy-to-digest brochure highlighting the benefits of DMC coverage and an explanation of how the program works. Dairy producers can also visit the Federation's page on risk management. And dairy farmers, make sure you stay on top of this one from the standpoint of deadlines and dates and information. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Every farmer knows that good soil produces good crops, but putting a dollar value on soil health is easier said than done on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Make decisions about soil health practices, they consider whether a practice will improve crop yields or reduce input costs. However, improving the soil is a long-term process, so it's a challenge to put a dollar value on it. Wally Tyner is a professor of ag economics at Purdue University. He says sometimes you can quantify how conservation measures will reduce operational costs.
For example, if a farmer uses a cover crop that has a mixture of legumes in it, that's going to add nitrogen to the soil so they can reduce their nitrogen input. If they do no-till, they're going to have less passage through the field. That reduces their cultivation cost.
Sounds easy enough, but it's not that cut and dried. Many farmers use no-till. However, he says the adoption rate of cover crops is still pretty low. One reason is because we don't have convincing, scientifically validated evidence that cover crops pay.
Part of the issue also is there's two kinds of they pay. One is they pay on the farm, meaning that the farmer sees it in his or her bottom line. The other is that cover crops and no-till reduce soil erosion, they reduce nitrate leakage, and those are societal benefits. We need to come up with ways that farmers who produce those societal benefits get compensated for those, and we haven't done that yet.
Tyner says the Soil Health Institute is starting a project this year to study the cost reductions that they know exist and quantify what they actually amount to. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the economics of soil health at agriculture.com.
Hello and good Thursday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday part, we're still seeing a mostly higher day through the grains. However, some more sharp gains now as the soybeans do reach that double-digit jump. January beans now up 14.5 to 11.98¾. March to 12.03¾. Finally over that $12 threshold. That's up 16 cents on the day. Soybean meal up 210 to 396.60. And the oil now up 80 points at 39.85. The grains are also mostly higher still. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all in the green. March Kansas City wheat up 5¾ to 5.67¼. May up the same market 5.71½. Slight jump for corn as well. March corn up 4¼ to 4.31½. May to 4.34. That's up 4¼ cents. And it's been a big day for cotton all day. March cotton now up 1.30 at 76.95. May up 1.24 at 77.67. Looking now into the livestock, a mix to mostly higher day. Live cattle have rebounded to see mostly higher figures, including December live cattle up 37 to 109.15, February up 45 to 114.22. It's been a higher day for the feeders all day. January feeder cattle still up slightly, gaining 22 cents to 141.07. March to 142.47, that's up 50 cents. And the lean hogs in the back months, they're seeing some reboundings. However, February still down 35 at 65.62. April to 69.30, that's down 2 cents. But again, some slightly higher numbers beyond that. Into the energy markets now, crude oil still up 37 cents per barrel at 48.19. Unleaded gas up 2 cents at 137 a gallon. Heating oil up a penny to 149, though natural gas still down 4 at 263. Taking a look into the metals now, it's been a sharply higher day as well. December silver up 95 cents, trading at 25.93 per ounce. Gold's up 33.20 for the month of December to 18.89.30. Though the dollar index still down 65 points at 89.70. Sam Speck with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax. tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorrento, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 finance.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.